This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
It's your life, and it should be your choice as to how and when you die. That's what British Columbia resident Gloria Taylor believed. That's why Taylor, who had Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, took her case for the right to die to the BC Supreme Court. She won that battle. Now Gloria Taylor has died of natural causes. Gloria's mother, Anne Fominoff, said of her daughter's passing, Gloria was able to live her final days free from the fear that she would be sentenced to suffer cruelly in a failing body. But the federal government is appealing the court's decision. A British Columbia couple, Lee Carter and Hollis Johnson, have confirmed to the Globe and Mail that they will help to continue the fight for the right to die with dignity. The married couple traveled to a Switzerland clinic in 2010 when Ms. Carter's mother, Kay, decided to end her life. Wanda Morris is the executive director of an organization called Dying with Dignity. Wanda Morris is a Unitarian and former lay chaplain. Dying with Dignity was started more than 30 years ago at the First Unitarian Church of Toronto, and its membership includes many Unitarians from across Canada. We're joined on the phone by Dying with Dignity Executive Director Wanda Morris, and in the studio by Reine Heidemann, a member of the First Unitarian Fellowship of Nanaimo.
Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
What were your thoughts when you heard of Gloria Taylor's death? Wanda?
I was saddened that we had lost such a courageous woman in the fight for the right to die, but also very pleased that she was able to have what sounded like a relatively peaceful and gentle death.
Reine, what were your thoughts when you heard of Gloria Taylor's death?
What can I say? It's been a relief, of course, for her and her family. But at the same time, her legacy of how she fought for this will always be encouraging for us to remember her.
Wanda Morris, tell us about your personal motivations for being interested in dying with dignity or medically assisted dying. What have you seen and experienced in your own life and in the lives of those around you?
I think like many of our members, I got involved with the Right to Die cause after being close to horrific death. My father-in-law died in England, and he had dementia at the time. And in the final weeks leading up to his death, he was tied to a chair. And my husband came home after his last visit and just said, you know, you can't ever let that happen to me. So I started to research and get involved, first as a volunteer and later as a staff member. And, of course, in my work with Dying with Dignity Canada, and as I've been close to people who have had horrific illnesses and faced the prospect of unbearable death, I just... all the time. It just reinforces the importance of what we do and why this work is so critical.
Reine, tell us about your background with this topic. How did you come to support this cause?
I used to be a chaplain for the Good Samaritan Society in Edmonton. And I worked in a nursing home where people with dementia, with Alzheimer's, and other serious physical problems were surviving. And one particular story that really is motivated me to be very much in favor of Dying with Dignity. This gentleman was put into a hospital where he was very restricted. He had Alzheimer's. And he was on a tube, on a feeding tube. And when his wife came to see him, she saw that his hands were tied to the chair. I mean, his physical and his mental ability were just really down to almost to zero. When she was very upset that her husband's hands were tied up, she went to the doctor and said, "What are you doing to my husband?" He said, well, he tried to pull out his feeding tube. And her response was, please, please let him die. And the response was, lady, we are not into euthanasia. That is one example that was so painful, so painful.
Wanda, tell us about the organization Dying with Dignity.
Yes, we are a member-based organization. We have over 2,000 members right across the country. We were founded back in 1980, and we have two goals. One is to improve quality of dying for individuals right here and now, and the other is to press for changes to our laws so that individuals will have more choice in the future in how they die. And we do that in a number of different ways. We have public workshops. We have a website. We educate members one-on-one. We advocate for people whose rights are being violated. For example, in the story that Rainey just told, if we'd been involved, we'd been able to show that that an individual has the right to stop or refuse treatment. And if they're not competent, their substitute decision maker can make that decision on their behalf. And so many times we find that people's patient rights are being violated. And finally, we work to educate the public about the importance of choice in dying and why our laws should be changed to allow that as an option.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
The Canadian organization Dying with Dignity has a three-part mandate. It provides education about end-of-life options and the importance of advanced care planning. It provides support for individuals at the end of their lives, including support at the bedside of those who wish to determine the nature and timing of their death. And it provides information about the choice in dying movement and the reasons why appropriately regulated medically assisted dying should be legalized in Canada. We're speaking with Wanda Morris, Executive Director of Dying with Dignity, and with Reine Heidemann, a member of the First Unitarian Fellowship of Nanaimo. British Columbia resident Gloria Taylor believed that it is your life and it should be your choice as to how and when you die. That's why Gloria Taylor, who had Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS, took her case for the right to die to the BC Supreme Court. She won that battle. Now Gloria Taylor has died of natural causes. Gloria's mother, Anne Fominoff, said of her daughter's passing, Gloria was able to live her final days free from the fear that she would be sentenced to suffer cruelly in a failing body. But the federal government is appealing the court's decision. A British Columbia couple, Lee Carter and Hollis Johnson, have confirmed to the Globe and Mail that they will help to continue the fight for the right to die with dignity. The married couple traveled to a Switzerland clinic in 2010 when Ms. Carter's mother, Kay, decided to end her life. Here's Gloria Taylor at a news conference in November 2011 speaking about the court challenge.
I do not want to die. I don't want to die any more than any one of you. I want to live every day that I can to the fullest, one day at a time. What I do not want is to die an agonizing, slow, difficult, unpleasant, undignified death. While I appreciate that others may feel differently about it, personally, I would find it horrible to end my life by lying completely sedated and unconscious in a hospital bed in order to treat my pain until I finally die. I do not see what the government feels is so natural and therefore somehow good about this kind of a death. I also cannot understand why it is permissible for my friend who is on kidney dialysis to say enough is enough and to make the decision to die. I cannot understand why the law respects his wish and decision to die but does not do the same for me. We are equally competent. I do not understand how or why. It is the role of the government to say that his choice results in a natural death, and my choice would not. And of course, I do not want to try to take my own life in any one of a number of legal but horrendous and violent ways that would traumatize my family and might not even be successful. My good friend Peter Fenker had ALS, and he passed away a few weeks ago. He fervently believed that all Canadians should have the right to die with dignity. He wanted the choice himself, but he was not able to have it. He so desperately wanted to die for a long time. His death was not peaceful and it was not dignified. I want to be able to die in a manner that is consistent with the way I live my life. I want to be able to exercise control and die with dignity, with my sense of self and personal integrity intact. I want to be able to experience my death as part of my life and as part of my expression of that life. I do not need the government to dictate for me how I should spend the last moments of my life or how I should die. When I have decided that enough is enough, I want to die in a way that is consistent with the values and principles I have tried to live by. It is my life, my body, and it should be my choice as to when and how I die. Thank you all.
Wanda Morris, tell us more about the legal challenges and the implications involved in medically assisted dying.
Well, in 1972, Canada decriminalized suicide, so we made it legal for individuals to end their own lives. But our criminal code, which is a federal code, prohibits anybody from either counseling someone to suicide or aiding and abetting someone to end their life. So what that's meant is that people who face the prospect of a horrific death are unable to get assistance. And in the past, where we've had a compassionate doctor or nurse provide assistance, they have been charged. And in fact, the potential jail sentence is up to 14 years. So that's meant that healthcare professionals are very unwilling to support people who, even though they're suffering greatly and want to die, because of the personal risk. Of course, the Constitution is the basis for which Gloria Taylor and the Lee Carter and Hollis Johnson and the other plaintiffs are challenging the current law, and they're saying that it breaches certain elements of the Constitution, and particularly the line, "Who owns my life?" Because the Constitution says that each Canadian is guaranteed the right to life, liberty, and security of the person, and they're saying that if they're not able to control their own lives, and especially the nature and timing of their death, then that constitutional right is being violated. And that was one of the basis for the initial court case that was heard in BC last November, and one of the reasons why in her decision Justice Lynn Smith overturned the criminal code and said, yes, it is in fact a violation of constitutional rights. And she gave Parliament a year to rewrite the law. But of course, and as we would expect, the Attorney General has appealed that decision, and now it will work its way through the BC Court of Appeal, which will happen in March next year, and then upwards to the Supreme Court of Canada, where a decision will be made that will affect all Canadians.
Ryan E. Heideman, what were your thoughts as you heard Gloria Taylor speaking just a few moments ago in that audio clip?
Well, I had tears in my eyes because I totally feel what she expressed, even though I myself, I'm still hanging around lively and well, but anticipating my own death, I do want to have the choice in the presence of my family, and I want to know that I will not be put out of my conscience by being just have a painkiller and no. I had I had seen a documentary from the Netherlands about 20 years ago, and I was deeply moved how this functions in the Netherlands. Even the doctor felt some grief, but he did it because out of care for the family and for the dying person. So ever since then, I have been very much in favor. And of course, people have their choice. But what is important is that those people who do want to be assisted in their death, that they have that privilege.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Wanda Morris.
I would just like to say that we are on the cusp of a potentially significant change. The Supreme Court of Canada will be hearing this case within the next few years, and then it'll be up to Parliament to change the laws and write the new ones. And so it's now time for those who believe in choice, who believe that they own their own life, to step up, to get informed, to get educated, and to speak out for others so that no one has to face the prospect of an unbearable death without choice in the future.
Thank you very much to both of you for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Wanda Morris is Executive Director of Dying with Dignity, and Reinie Heidemann is a member of the First Unitarian Fellowship of Nanaimo. You can find Dying with Dignity online at dyingwithdignity.ca. You can find the First Unitarian Fellowship of Nanaimo online at ufon.ca. A few weeks before she died, Amy Doolittle wrote, "In the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make." It's from the Beatles, and Amy quoted it in her monthly email chronicles of her fight with ALS. Over a period of 5 years, her diaries and comments were followed by friends, relatives, and colleagues in different parts of the world. She described her moods, celebrated her life, even as it became more and more difficult, and railed to the end against a system that denies choice to victims of debilitating fatal illnesses. This was an important issue for Amy. She was active in the organization Dying with Dignity, and she and her daughter appeared in a video presentation to further the group's goals. Here's Amy Doolittle.
ALS is a very cruel disease. Mine is quite slow progressing. Why, we have no idea. I'm not sure with how this disease affects a day-to-day life. That living right to the bitter end is my choice. I have lots of time to think about how my life might be, if my life has value and I can contribute, great. But there will come a point when I am a brain trapped inside a completely immovable body. I am limited in my mobility. My voice is going. I am going to die. And no debate, I have a terminal progressive illness. And those who aren't facing that really don't have a clue. How can they? I know it's still me in here, but it's not the me I want or I feel like I can be with the world. My name is Amy Doolittle, and I believe I should have a choice in deciding when I wish to die.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
That dialogue was talented musician and gifted writer Amy Doolittle. Amy passed away at home on October 17, 2009, at the age of 49, after a long and courageous battle with ALS.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.